It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Will Louisiana Tech University finally rejoin the Sun Belt Conference? I need to make a full disclosure. Your old Swamp Swami here earned his MBA from Louisiana Tech back in 1981. This is not the first time that I've discussed this issue. If you go to SwampSwamiSports.com, I'll have the links on the page for you. The rumors are flying this week, though, that Louisiana Tech University may be offered a spot to join the Sun Belt Conference very soon. Actually, Louisiana Tech would be rejoining the Sun Belt Conference, as the Dogs were a member of that conference from 1991 through 2001. Louisiana Tech's potential return to the Sun Belt Conference is going to depend on several key pieces coming together very soon. Number one is enter or exit Texas State. Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas, formerly known as Southwest Texas State, has been a member of the Sun Belt Conference since 2013. The Bobcats might decide in a matter of days to bolt the Sun Belt and move west if an invitation to join the newly forming Pac-12 conference comes about before the end of June. Texas State would remain in the Sun Belt this year for 2025, but join its new conference next summer in 2026. You might remember that the former Pac-12 conference effectively became the Pack Your Bags Conference 1 year ago. Every school except for two of the smaller TV market teams, Oregon State and Washington State, exited to join either the Big Ten or the Big 12 conference. The remaining Pac-2 conference, Beavers and Cougars, are trying to reconstitute their league by romancing other schools from regional conference affiliations to come join them. The NCAA told this currently under reconstruction, let's call it the Pac-Man Conference, needs to have at least 8 members to start their fall football season in 2026, a year from now. Mountain West Conference schools like Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, and Utah State, it's a lot of states, isn't it, have all waved their hands saying they are ready to join the new conference. Well, that would bring them up to 7 schools. This reconstituted Pac-Man Conference only needs one more volunteer to step forward, but quickly. Texas State University would bring the San Antonio and Austin TV markets into play for their new Pac-Man Conference. The fast-growing university in San Marcos, Texas already has 40,000 students. Did you know that? And the Bobcat faithful appear to be hungry to step up into a higher-profile athletics conference soon. The truth is that this new Pac-Man Conference would also fetch much higher media revenues to Texas State than it would receive remaining in the Sun Belt Conference. And isn't it always about the money, though? The Sun Belt Conference has a current media deal with ESPN's family of companies, paying member schools about $5 million apiece through the year 2031. The Mountain West Conference schools, like Boise State, are currently receiving about $4 million per year with their media deal with Fox Sports, and that one ends in 2026. A new media agreement for the revived Pac-Man Conference is expected to easily exceed both of those figures. But did I mention the value of Conference USA's media rights package, which Louisiana Tech enjoys? CUSA schools are currently earning $800,000 per year from the league's media deals with the CBS Sports Network, not to be confused with regular CBS, by the way, and ESPN's lower tier of networks. That agreement runs through the year 2028. So Louisiana Tech might receive an invitation to return to the Sun Belt Conference soon. Texas State's exit from the Sun Belt would open the door for someone to take their place. Two teams from Conference USA appear to be the front runners to replace Texas State. Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green are considered to be the favorites. Middle Tennessee State University, which is about 30 miles south of Nashville, might be interested as well. But geographically speaking, Louisiana Tech University makes the best choice to replace Texas State University, because the Bobcats participate in the Sun Belt's Western Division against Arkansas State, South Alabama, Southern Miss, Troy, UL Lafayette, and UL Monroe. The Louisiana Tech Bulldogs would become the state of Louisiana's third university participating in the Western Division of the currently 14-team Sun Belt Conference. More on that later. Louisiana Lafayette and UL Monroe would make terrific geographic and money-saving partners for Louisiana Tech. Lafayette is less than 190 miles from both Ruston for Louisiana Tech and Monroe for ULM. And Louisiana Tech is also just 240 miles away from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, home of Sunbelt member Southern Miss. The Bulldogs' closest Conference USA rival, you might ask? Well, that would be Sam Houston State in Huntsville, Texas, or 260 miles away. But the second closest in Conference USA to Ruston is Jacksonville State in northern Alabama. They're 460 miles away. The savings on transportation costs for student athletes and fans would make the Bulldogs' move to the Western Division of the Sun Belt Conference very appealing. Adding another $4.2 million a year into the athletics budget could make this a deal clincher for Louisiana Tech. But I addressed the increasing cost of college athletics last week. If you go to my website again and click, you'll see the story. After the federal judge signed off on a $2.6 billion big, ugly settlement agreement.
I'm all in.
The name, image, and likeness payments for athletes will go back to June 2016. They were approved along with some significant changes allowing colleges, are you ready, to directly pay athletes beginning July 1st. That's this July 1st, 2025. Most major programs are going to try to raise more cash to keep playing ball at this level. Others, though, might opt out of their current conference affiliations over the next year due to these rapidly rising costs of playing. But the rivalries really matter. Alabama plays Auburn every year in the big Iron Bowl football game. And could you imagine a season without Ohio State and Michigan playing? Sadly, the Louisiana Tech Athletics Department has shunned playing in-state rivals like UL Lafayette and UL Monroe in football for almost the last 25 years. The Bulldogs have not played a football game against Louisiana's Ragin' Cajuns of Lafayette since 2015. But the good news is that both of the schools who first played football against each other going back to 1915 now have a home-and-home real deal beginning in 2026. And the last time that UL Monroe's Warhawks played football against the Ruston-based Louisiana Tech was in the year 2000. And at that time, ULM was still known as the Indians. Those two schools are located just 35 miles apart on Interstate 20 in North Louisiana. The good news is that Louisiana Tech, regardless of whether it joins the Sun Belt Conference or not, has agreed to play ULM once again in football in September 2030. And a return game will be played in Monroe in 2031. It's about time. Rivalry games bring out the fans, too. The biggest home football crowds for both Louisiana Tech and UL Monroe have come when the two schools played against one another. A few decades ago, the local rumors whispered that a prominent Louisiana Tech athletics benefactor was considering ending his donations if his beloved Bulldogs would schedule any games against rival UL Monroe in either football or basketball. But the truth remains that Louisiana Tech and UL Monroe still have not played a football game against one another in 25 years. Louisiana Tech's move to the Sun Belt Conference, if it happens, would add $4.2 million in new media revenue for the school. And that added revenue might just be enough to outweigh the wishes of a few of the school's major athletic benefactors. Does the Sun Belt Conference really want Louisiana Tech? Or do they want East Carolina? Or Memphis? Or maybe all three. This Louisiana Tech to the Sun Belt story assumes that the Sun Belt Conference actually wants the Bulldogs to come in and replace Texas State if the TSU Bobcats vamoose. Internet rumblings today have two current members of the American Athletic Conference, the AAC, kicking the tires of possibly moving over to the Sun Belt Conference too. The East Carolina University Pirates are located just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And the Memphis Tigers are another AAC school which apparently is dissatisfied with remaining in their current conference. Raleigh would bring America's 27th ranked TV market to the Sun Belt. Memphis is number 48. Both of those would be a big plus for the Sun Belt Conference. The American Athletic Conference media deal with ESPN through 2031 provides those two schools about $7 million per member. That would be a $2 million hit every year if they joined the Sun Belt Conference. Why would they want to do that? Well, for one, travel expenses would be significantly lower for both ECU and Memphis if they were to be participating in the more regionally aligned Sun Belt Conference. The Sun Belt has 14 member schools currently. The league could easily add both East Carolina and Memphis and increase their number to 16 teams, regardless of whether Texas State stays or goes. But what needs to happen soon for Louisiana Tech University? Number one, Texas State must start this game of conference dominoes by announcing its departure from the Sun Belt Conference soon. The TSU Bobcats must depart by June 30th, though, in order to save some significant money to sever their current agreement with the Sun Belt. That clock is ticking right now. A Sun Belt Conference invitation to, let's hope, Louisiana Tech should come within hours on the same day that Texas State would exit. That's because the Bulldogs would then need to quickly provide timely notice and write their own exit check to Conference USA in order to switch their league affiliations next summer. Louisiana Tech's administration and athletics group must solidly be behind this move, too. Any wavering by the Bulldog backers in Ruston is going to cause the Sun Belt Conference to hand the invitation to a very eager Western Kentucky University or some other school. So it's time to let your voice be heard now to make it happen. This is the time to let the decision makers at Louisiana Tech know that you eagerly support a departure from Conference USA and into the Sun Belt Conference. North Louisiana's sports fans would much rather be playing football against regional rivals like the Ragin' Cajuns of UL Lafayette and the Warhawks of UL Monroe every fall. And don't forget that Louisiana Tech's athletics program will gain $4.2 million per year simply by joining the Sun Belt Conference. Leaving the far-flung Conference USA in favor of the Sun Belt will bring a much-needed shot of enthusiasm to Louisiana Tech sports fans. It's time to move ahead. Just do it. I'm Swan.